Books, films, and shows. Vicky.
I started reading Numbers recently. It's by someone called Rachel Ward. Have you read it? It's quite a well-known book. It's about this girl who has a special gift. When she looks into somebody's eyes, numbers pop into her head, telling her when that person will die. My friends say it's amazing. But actually, I found it boring. It has three volumes, and it just goes on and on. I won't spoil the ending because, well, I got halfway through and gave up.
Chris.
I saw Black Mirror Bandersnatch recently, and this made me check out the whole Black Mirror series on Netflix. I am totally into it right now. Have you seen it?
No.
The series deals with unexpected consequences of new technologies. Each episode is either set in an alternative present or in the near future. It has many dark and satirical scenes in it. The film Bandersnatch is part of the series, but it's actually a lot more complex because it's an interactive film in which the viewer can make decisions for the main character, Stephen Butler. I've watched it several times with different people.
Okay.
Yeah, my friends also say it's very entertaining, but quite difficult to follow. Basically, Stefan is a young programmer who's adapting a fantasy game book into a video game in 1984, but the story extends into the present. It's really cool.
Rebecca. I'm not usually into science fiction films, but there's a series I discovered recently which is just brilliant. It's called Humans, and it's based on the Swedish science fiction drama Real Humans. It has 3 8-episode seasons, and it deals with artificial intelligence and robotics. There are robots called synths that have human characteristics. Throughout the first season, you follow a human family that gets their first synth and discover that it has its own past and a family that it's trying to find. It's a really interesting story because it shows how humans interact with robots and what laws have to be followed. Anyway, it's quite complex. You've got to check it out. Paul.
Recently, I've started watching The Delicious Miss Dahl. It's a cookery show presented by Sophie Dahl, a former model. Basically, it shows you how to cook great meals. The food is delicious and healthy, and Sophie links food to emotions like romance, melancholy, and nostalgia. At first, I wasn't sure if I'd like the programme, but my girlfriend and I have tried making one or two of the meals, and I have to say, the results were pretty good.